You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
היום הזה, השם אלוקיך מצווך לעשות את החורים האלה. He says, today, Hashem has commanded you to follow His commands. So obviously the question is, it's not today. It was a long time ago. It says, Hayom Azeh. But it says that today Hashem has commanded you to follow His laws. The problem here is the grammar is not correct. So you have to. Chazaka Baruch, beautiful, very nice. Ashrenu, very nice. So Rashi HaKadosh says, Ki'ilu bo bayom nistavu alehem. And you have to have the feeling that actually the mitzvot was given to you right now. And what's the difference? Because when you have something today, you don't have the same feeling toward it tomorrow, next month, and obviously another 5-10 years. But at the first time, so it's very, very elevating for you. So that's one reason that Torah Moshe is informing us. We have to have such a spirit. But to feel, this is the first mincha I'm doing in my life, is not an easy thing to do. Because if you would feel this is the first arvit you're doing, so then. Yeah, you would not be half asleep, you mean?
Yeah,
you would not be half asleep. So that means to create such a feeling that, you know, it's the same, you know, first shaharit of my life, and you have to feel the same way all the time. It's a very, very high level, because you cannot wait, like Ben Prat Yosef, the Chatan Bar Mitzvah, the Abi Aben, why, the Sandak. You know what he does to become a sandak? Ooh, you know. No. To become a sandak. Because he likes to be a sandak. So now here, that's one explanation about Hayom. So there's an interesting message. As you know, the day starts. How did our day start?
The night before.
Beautiful. Chazak Barak.
Amen.
So, the day starts from?
The night before.
Like, tonight is?
Tonight is Tuesday.
Right? Tuesday. Chazak Barak. Yeah, that's what we mean. Yeah. That's what we mean. That our day actually has an introduction. That is, the night, Vehi Erev, Vehi Boger, Yom Echad. That's what the formula that Hashem implanted in His creation. Vehi Erev, Vehi Boger. So day starts with night. And night, is it light or dark? What is it? Dark. The day is dark. The day is dark or the night is dark?
The night
is dark. So now here it says, Hayom Azeh Hashem Elokecha Mitzavecha, meaning that Yehudi should understand, just like the day starts with darkness and then become light, you should know in life exactly the same way. Meaning that when they ask you, how was your day?
Fantastic.
That means it's dark now, then it's going to be
light.
That's what the day Yehudi is. So I mean, if your day will be totally light, so that means
something not complete.
No. You're not listening at all. I'm not listening.
It's not the day then.
No. That means you didn't start your day at all. If it's all light, so that means you didn't start the day. The day starts when it becomes
dark.
First it's dark, then become light. That's the deaf Yehudi. So that means when you are asked what the day you had, if the day was beginning was dark, so that means you had a good day. But if the day starts with the light, that means you had a terrible day. You know, there's an interesting point in Gemara brings that in davar ra yored min hashamayim, meaning that never Hashem sent something, He will not FedEx something that is terrible from Shamayim. You heard about this?
No.
I just told you.
I want to make something the day and the night.
Oh, you're still thinking about that? No. No, it takes some time, like maybe 6 months to digest it. So, Imam says, "In the Vara, you read me Olam." What do you mean? Last Shabbat, Bal Goreh, you know, there was a part, you know, you cannot read it out loud. It's very quietly. 98 curses. 98. 98 curses, plus we have 48 in Parashat Bechorotai. So what do you mean? And davar ra yored min olam, min hashamayim. So what are these? What are they?
They become a blessing.
They become blessing. What does it say?
17, which is 12.
What does it say? Become blessing. So what are these? These are terrible things. How do you write relela? How do you write Gilala? Kuf Lamed Lamed He means curse. Gilala means curse. So now, when you cut the Gilala in half, almost in half, what do you get? Put the Kuf away. Put the Kuf. What do you have? What do you
use?
Lamed, lamed, hey. So what is left? You bring the hey to the beginning. Halel. Gelala is Kuf Halel. 100 times Halel. So that means when you see Gelala, you have to say 100 times Halel. Yeah? Make sense? No, it doesn't make sense. It makes sense. It's Galala. Now you come up with a new pattern. You tell me Galala is Kuf Halel? What do you mean? What's that supposed to mean?
That means when we are happy and we're doing the mitzvot of Hashem with happiness, with simcha, everything is Halel.
That was last night, isn't it?
Well, still. It's still light out
there. I'm sorry?
Well, could be.
But why this is such a concept as Gilala? Why Hashem is so harsh to us? Why?
We created it.
Good. We created Gilala? No, He sent it. He says, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do this. We didn't create it. We created it.
It said Arum or Kelala.
I'm sorry?
Arum or
Kelala. Same thing.
No, but Arum is the Shoresh of O.
That's true. Yes, that's true. That's true.
If what Hashem said, the Kelala never become come. You become all Halel. You would dance.
If, but now it is. No, we're saying every Kelala is Kuf Halel. What does that mean? Every Kelala is Kuf Halel.
practice what you do, you become happy.
Become happy.
You have to do it.
What had mitzvah do anything to do with it? We're talking about gelala.
So if you do the mitzvah, the gelala will come.
Fine. Now there's a gelala. So it says, gelala is 100 times halel.
So it's great. If it's 100 times halel, it's great.
It's great, but why is it great? We're trying to find out why it's great. Sorry? It cleans up. It cleans up the avonot. Cleans up the avonot. So meaning that qillala is not Chas v'Shalom something that Hashem wants to do to us because He wants to Chas v'Shalom harsh on us. Qillala means to cleanse. Meaning that whatever that caused disaster, so we have to clean it up as to be taken care of. For example, when you notice there's a leak on your ceiling, so what does that show?
You have a hole on the roof.
Or from the neighbor upstairs. The neighbor upstairs, maybe a pipe burst or something.
Yes.
Yeah. So now you have a choice. So when you see a leak on the ceiling, you go to paint store and then take a brush and you paint it. Good?
No. Yes. No. Not good.
It's not good, but no. You don't see the leak anymore.
No, it's not good.
Not good?
No.
Why? You want to cover the leak.
No, you can't paint it. You have to fix the roof.
You have to fix it. So how do we fix it?
To open it up.
You have to open it up. You have to break it. You have to break it. And then you see, ay, ay, ay.
Break the vessel.
The pipe, the pipe needs to be replaced. But you know, it's lots of headache, mess. Wow, you know what it is to cut through the ceiling, then patch it, paint it, and never become the same most of the times. Yeah. Expensive, yeah. But is it worth it?
You have to.
There's no choice, you have to. But if you leave it that like that, so the design of the leak becomes bigger and bigger. Bigger and bigger, bigger and bigger, then becomes tsunami. Kala Kadosh, there's no such a thing as Qilala. Qilala is, you have to say 100 times Halel, because Hashem has no other choice. He has to open up. Yeah, you can paint it and say, it's gone. But you only tricking yourself. And it's not good. It's not suggested to trick yourself. I mean, you can trick other people, but don't trick yourself.
That's another lecture.
But for time being, don't trick yourself. Don't trick yourself. Because, yes. Kala Kadosh, Hayom. Yeah, it becomes dark. Then becomes day. So that means we have such a emunah. You go to sleep at night, say, wow, tomorrow is going to be a day. And that's how Yehudi should be ma'amin. Every darkness, there's a day is coming.
Amen.
There's a day is coming. That's the faith of Yehudi has to be 100%. Should not have any doubt. And Niskeh, Bezat Hashem, Avos Baruch Hu, Yizakeh Otanu B'Shana, Mani Yeshuot, Semachot, and Sof Ares, Av Yisrael, Lekol Am Yisrael, and Sefer Chaim Tovim, Lekol Am Yisrael.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.